This is Retirement Paradise with Greg Gunther from the Retirement Optimization Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Greg provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now here is Greg Gunther to help you retire in paradise.
Aloha, welcome back to Retirement Paradise. This is Greg Gunther from the Retirement Optimization Group. If you'd like some more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 808-791-2924 or visit us online at therogroup.org. Now, since President Trump's tariffs began dominating the financial news sector earlier this year, many who make their living in the financial world have been debating the likelihood that those tariffs would lead to a recession here in the U.S. But now that the U.S. and China have agreed to slash tariffs for 90 days, while negotiations for a longer-term agreement continue, there is some renewed optimism that we may be able to avoid a recession. During today's episode, we're going to discuss the 90-day pause and then shift our discussion to why some think a recession is less likely. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm going to introduce my co-host with us as always, the one and only Tony Shore, whose wit and wisdom come to us without any tariffs.
There's no tax. On wit and wisdom. You can't tax someone's wit or wisdom. That's just a gift. I don't know about that for me, wit and wisdom. Some days more than others, I guess. I'm the same price I've always been. Cheap, right? Just the way you like it. Cheap. But seriously, this is a good one. And, we do get a lot of feedback when we do a show on tariffs. I know you hear about it from the clients talk to you about it. Listeners, everybody's asking Greg, because you're a financial specialist, about, what you think is going on with the economy, with tariffs, taxes, the markets, recession. So this is going to be a great discussion because we've had so many ups and downs lately. It's been up with the market. So, and there's been some better news. I can't wait to dig into that. But first, Greg, how have you been? Are you doing good? Keeping busy?
Keeping busy. We spoke before we went online about the Costco trip and the $1.50 hot dog. It's still
Oh man, can you believe that? Hot dog and drink for $1.50.
Yeah. Everybody loves it.
I think with tax, it's like here it's like $1.59 or something with tax for that huge Costco hot dog on a fresh bun. It's a big hot dog too. It's not just the crappy little ones, and it's all beef. And the fresh buns, I love it. I think it's a great deal. I'm not sure about the health quality. I mean, there's enough salt in there to kill a horse, but whatever.
It's its flavor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It has good flavor. I mean, if you're going to eat a hot dog, right? I mean, that's kind of the deciding factor. If you're willing to eat a hot dog, it might as well be a good one and go to Costco because the price is right. Right. And we're talking about
our financial tip for lunch for the day. It might not be a good health tip, but man, $1.50 still. It's like it's a good deal.
All right. So, Greg, what's been going on lately? Obviously, there's been a few upswings with the market and the tariff talk.
Yeah, it's still dominating the news. Everybody was focused on it for a while. On May 12th, after two intense days of high-stakes conversations, the U.S. and China hit the pause button on what's been a pretty brutal trade war. You know, they're talking about a 90-day stand down and a serious cut in tariffs on both sides, dropping some duties by more than 100%. That's not just a small tweak. That's a full reset. And now President Trump called it a total reset with China, and mentioned that he was likely to reconnect with President Xi later this week. If that conversation does move forward, it could lay the groundwork for even more progress. So here's what it means in plain terms. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will fall from that high of 145% down to 30%. And China is slashing their retaliatory tariffs from 125% to just 10%. Now, that's a game changer for exporters, importers, and frankly, anybody who buys, builds, or invests.
Right.
This pause isn't just a breather. It's really a signal. And it tells the market, the business community, and everyday Americans and families that progress is possible when cooler heads prevail and strategy takes the wheel.
Well, and the market certainly reacted favorably to this news. The two presidents made progress, and for at least a certain time period for now, the tariffs are back to pretty much what they were, I think. The 140% tariffs, which was basically an embargo on all trade with China. I mean, that's what that came down to. That was rough, right?
Mm-hmm. And here's the other piece that's got folks in the financial world sitting up a little straighter shortly after that announcement, because markets love clarity and they love the signs of progress. And this deal gave them both. Moment the news hit, U.S. futures shot up in pre-market trading, because it wasn't just about the tariffs. It was about tone, you know, a real meaningful de-escalation. And here's the best part. This 90-day pause isn't a ticking clock. It's more of like a path. The article that I'm referencing on this point here notes that, and this is from Yahoo, by the way, that the pause could be extended as long as both sides keep showing good faith and they stay engaged and have the kind of dialogue that actually moves the needle. And this could take some time, but, you know, it is progress. And the U.S. and China even released a joint statement, which is itself a rare thing these days, which said both sides plan to keep the conversation going, alternating meetings between the two countries during the next several weeks. Now, that's more than just simple diplomacy. That's real momentum, and momentum matters. You know, whether you're maintaining managing a portfolio, or if you're building a business, or just trying to make smart money, you know, moves, if you're trying to make smart money moves, it's the kind of news that reminds us that progress happens when people stay at the table and keep talking.
Yeah. Well, Greg, what do you think the chances of the talks between the U.S. and China will lead to a mutually agreeable and lasting deal?
Yeah, we're all hoping for that. Really take a deep dive into that. Let's zoom in on this weekend's talks, what they actually tackled, because this wasn't just, you know, a handshake and a photo op. This was the first round in what's expected to be a long, layered negotiation, you know, covering everything from intellectual property that you know, China's been stealing, semiconductors, agriculture, and even the production of fentanyl. All this stuff is on the table here. And here's something that surprised a lot of folks in a good way. Fentanyl became a central focus of the conversation. One U.S. official even called it the upside surprise of the weekend. The Chinese showed up ready to talk and sending a deputy minister to engage directly on the issue. And that's a signal. They know it's serious and they're showing up with substance, not just sound bites. So that said, the 20% tariff the U.S. Put in place early in the Trump presidency is specifically tied to fentanyl related imports. That's still in place. And that's why even after the recent agreement, U.S. tariffs are dialing back to 30% while China's fall to 10%. It's also worth noting that some of the tougher sector-specific tariffs, like the ones on electric vehicles and steel, are also staying put. These were set before the current administration even took office, and they weren't touched in the May 12th announcement. So the takeaway is that this was a solid first step, real progress, but it's just the beginning of a bigger journey, one that's going to take some strategy, some stamina, and really steady follow-through.
Well, yeah, it is going to take that. But wow, this is a lot of good news. I mean, I'm excited that they're actually making progress. I guess excited is the wrong word. I'm actually shocked that they're making progress. We haven't heard the words diplomacy, China and the U.S. all three in the same sentence in a long time, unless you're saying the lack of diplomacy. I mean, we've had so many problems with China and it's really escalated. So I guess this is something good. If we can come to an agreement on tariffs, it's a good thing, right?
For sure. And we wouldn't be fulfilling this segment if we didn't tie it into what this could mean for, you know, your individual assets and your retirement. So don't hesitate to reach out to your financial service professional to share any concerns that you might have. Remember, one of the main drivers behind building a financial strategy is to have it to lean on when the market gets bumpy or murky. And we talked about that in past episodes too, Tony.
Yeah, we've seen big ups and downs already this year. You know, 10% drop. Now it's remade most of those gains or gained most of that back. So it's been up and down. I think there could be rocky roads ahead. But, you know, it rebounds. It's going to go down again. Get used to it. But there has been some good news. So before we move on, Greg, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, if you have any questions about what you hear during the show today, you want to talk about your retirement plan, get a little organized, feel free to give us a call, 808-791-2924, or visit us online at therogroup.org.
All right. Well, it's been a great show so far. You talked about the progress that the United States and China has made with negotiating long-term trade deals, working toward a permanent end to the tariff battles is what's happening. What do you have for us next?
Well, the Yahoo Finance article that I'm referencing is titled U.S. and China to Slash Tariffs for 90 Days. As more details that I think are very relevant, including that it seems unlikely that any deal is going to include pharmaceuticals. Mm. And that's because the administration wants to bring those businesses and those supply chains back home to the U.S. And honestly, that's part of a bigger conversation. A member of the American delegation shared that they've zeroed in on 5 or 6 key industries where we got real vulnerabilities, places where we're either too dependent on overseas suppliers or simply lacking reliable partnerships. The goal moving forward is more strategic independence or trusted sourcing from closer allies. Now, none of this happened overnight. The deal came up after a calm and calculated de-escalation by the U.S. And weeks of careful diplomatic posturing. Now, both countries had dialed up tariffs to the point where it felt like a full-on trade embargo. And make no mistake, each side tried to frame the other as one who needed to deal more. Ultimately, you know, I think Trump got him in a headlock and they squirmed.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like that's exactly what happened, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's how leverage works in any negotiation. Right. You know, it's not about who yells the loudest. It's about who stays focused on the outcomes. And here's what matters. Both sides came to the table. Progress was made. And now there's room to keep moving forward. For anyone out there leading a business or running a household or building a financial plan, this is your reminder. Strategy is better than reaction. Stay clear on your priorities. Control what you can and never be afraid to step back, regroup, and come back to the table smarter than you left it.
Well, yeah. And you know, I get it. Anything can happen, right? And upcoming negotiations will probably be difficult. But am I correct that the May 12th announcement went a long way in calming the situation then?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And here's where things really started to turn. Up until recently, President Trump's tone about China had been firm, some might even say unflinching. As late as May 7th, he told reporters that the U.S. was losing nothing by not trading with Beijing. And when asked if he'd consider lowering that sky-high 145% tariff before negotiations, he gave the classic Trump response, no.
No.
But then the tone began to shift a little bit. And if you've been in any kind of negotiation, which, you know, the art of the deal, right? Trump's just been doing this his whole life, whether it's business, personal, or political, tone is everything. By May 8th, there was a subtle pivot. The president said that if this weekend's tariff talks went well, they possibly could come down. And just a day later, May 9th, he posted that bringing tariffs down to 80% seemed right. That's a meaningful move. That's someone opening the door, not wide open, but unlocked and cracked just to kind of say, hey, come on in. Let's talk.
Yep.
And then May 10th came, right? This is all happening pretty quickly after the meetings in Switzerland, where he called it a very good meeting with China. He negotiated in a friendly but constructive manner. Now, that's a dramatic shift in posture.
Yeah.
And a lesson in strategic communication, because sometimes strength isn't about doubling down. It's about knowing when to pivot, when to de-escalate, when to shift from pressure to progress. And that's something you can take into every part of life. Negotiations with a client, a team member, a vendor, even yourself. Keep your principles, but stay open to progress. That's how deals get made and futures get built.
Yeah. I admit, though, my head is spinning from all this and trying to keep track of the tariff timeline. And I think it was the uncertainty that really caused the market downturn earlier this year. Give us a rundown of everything that's been happening.
Yeah, let's take a quick walkthrough about these dramatic few months on the global stage. And perhaps this masterclass of negotiation and positioning and what happens when two economic heavyweights decide to flex. It started back on February 1st with the warning shot. President Trump imposed a 10% tariff on all Chinese imports, framing it as a response to the fentanyl crisis. That was a bold move meant to send a signal, not just to China, but the rest of the world, that the U.S. was ready to tighten the reins. Then came the follow through in March. Tariffs jumped to 20%. And China, they didn't sit still. They hit back with 15% tariff on U.S. agricultural exports that targeted key industries and key states. And that's how trade wars work. Everyone move has a counter move, right?
Yeah.
April 2nd, President Trump took it up another notch, calling it Liberation Day. And he rolled out his sweeping 34% tariffs on Chinese imports. And tensions were fully escalated.
That's when the market started tanking right there.
Yeah, we recorded on that day, remember? And you're like, oh, he's about to announce it. And then you said, I'll see what the market's going to do. And then, yeah, that's the one. That's the day it
that's the
went
one.
Down by like 1,100 points or something.
Yeah, he got a lot of flack for that one.
Yep. And then tensions were fully escalated at that point. And then China matched it on April 9th. They were warned not to retaliate, but they did. And they added some more restrictions. Now, this wasn't just disagreement. This was full-on economic standoff. Things hit their peak on that date when the U.S. responded and said, you know, we told you not to do that, now your tariff's 145%. And China responded and said, well, we'll give you 225% then. And then basically that wasn't just tough talk, that was the equivalent of slamming the trade door shut. And the last twist was most recently May 12th, and it's the part that we can all learn from. After all these days of high-level talks, both sides decided to hit the pause button. A 90-day truce. Tariffs came down. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods dropped from 145% to 30, and China dropped theirs from 125 down to just 10. So that's real strategy.
And Temu and Amazon just breathed a sigh of relief. I mean, 145% on a tariff on China goods coming into the U.S., it's basically game over for Amazon and Temu, which I would say 80% of everything on there or more is made in China, probably.
It's funny, too, because one of the counters that China did was like, well, we're not going to purchase these 30 Boeing aircraft that we said we were going to purchase. And then Trump goes to Saudi Arabia and just made a deal for like 100 of them.
Okay.
It's actually kind of entertaining to watch, to be honest with you.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nuts.
But yeah, that's the full rundown there. And we've talked about that time frame. Let's keep our focus on these tariffs in this next segment by discussing how the pause between U.S. and China has Wall Street softening its prediction on that recession, which is what we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, they've been, you know, the news media, the sky is always falling and the talking heads on the 24-hour news channels are like, recession, recession. They're trying to scare people.
That's all you heard about.
And you know, some people really do think that we could have a recession. Some people think we still will. But at least there's going to be an easing of that recession talk, probably. You know, Wall Street isn't saying, oh, we could hit a recession as hard as they were, right?
Yeah, actually, a lot of economists were worried that the widespread tariffs would heat up inflation and at the same time cool down growth, which is a dangerous combo. But now with this 90-day pause, the mood is starting to shift a little bit.
Sure.
They're still forecasting a possible slowdown, but the panic's kind of gone. They're not saying it's a full-on stall out. In fact, according to JP Morgan's top U.S. economist, who was the first on Wall Street to ring the recession alarm after those big tariff hikes, has now dropped the odds below 50%. So here's why that matters for you. Tariffs are at their core a tax. And when you roll them back, it's like giving American consumers a $300 billion tax cut. And that's money that was going to disappear into higher prices, everything from electronics to groceries. And now that stays in your pocket and that helps the economy.
Okay. That's a good lesson. Are there any other lessons here, Greg, that we really need to know about or consider?
Well, you know, these big picture moves like trade policy, they're not just headlines. You know, they affect everybody. They affect your everything, your grocery bill, your retirement portfolio, and maybe even your vacation plans, you know, or, and things that you might decide to do. But making smart adjustments that are grounded in strategy can really change the whole game. Whether you're the president of the United States or a CEO or just in charge of your household budget, you know, knowing when to ease off the throttle can be just as powerful as knowing when to hit it. Stay focused, stay fluid, and remember that good news isn't just for Wall Street. It's for everyone who's got a plan and is willing to stick to it.
Yeah, and speaking of that plan, and speaking of that, it's good news that warrants a check-in with your financial services professional, and that's what you do, Greg. That's what you are to help people. You want to be certain your financial strategy matches current events that are happening out there, market volatility and more. So to be prepared in the event of more volatility, which we know will eventually come, and in the event we do have a recession at some point, you need a plan in place. Regardless, even in good times, you need to have a plan in place for your finances, for your retirement money that you're saving. Make sure you're not making expensive mistakes. So we're out of time for today's show, Greg, but before we leave, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. I know you're more than happy to meet with people, answer questions, set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're a current client too, never hesitate to ask for a review based on current events or anytime that you feel a little spooked. But basically, yeah, keep watching, keep working, stay ready to work with your financial service professional and act when the opportunity shows up. Anybody wants a second opinion or is looking for a review, just wants to talk about current events, feel free to give us a call, 808-791-2924. Or visit us online at therogroup.org.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retirement Paradise with our host, Greg Gunther.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Paradise. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Greg Gunther at the Retirement Optimization Group. Call 808-791-2924 or visit their website at therogroup.org.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.